You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Over 30,000 customers are still without power following this weekend's ice storm. Marinette and Oconto counties were hit hard. Check the Marinette County and Oconto County Sheriff's Office Facebook pages for a list of warming shelters and services in the area. WPS officials hope that 90% of those without power will be restored by the end of the day today, just in time for the next round of winter precipitation to hit the area tonight and tomorrow. There are two statewide races and a constitutional referendum on the ballot today. Brittany Kinzer and Jill Underly are running for state superintendent of public instruction. Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford are vying for the justice of the Supreme Court. The referendum is a yes or no question about adding an article to the Constitution requiring that voters present valid photographic identification verifying their identity in order to vote in any election. Wisconsin already requires a valid ID in order to register to vote, as well as showing your ID at the polls before you can cast your ballot. Locally, voters in Green Bay will elect three members of the Green Bay Area Public School Board of Education. Incumbents Rick Crossan and James Lyerly face challenges from Elliot Christensen, Katie Gentry, Jeanette Nill, and Alex Minot. Three seats on the Howard Suamico School Board are up for grabs. Incumbents Scott Jandrin, Alan McGuire, Amy Rubright are facing challenges from Pooja Bamha Arora and Kim Moran. Wrightstown's also electing three school board members. Incumbents Melinda Lemke and Jeff Nelson face challenges from Amber Cox and Jonathan Curtis. There are also a few school referendums on the ballots in the Green Bay area. West De Pere Unified School District is asking for $9.925 million to improve and expand the school's trade education facilities. And Shiocton is asking for two capital referendums. See our story at WGBW.fm for more information. Don't forget to bring appropriate ID. Polls are open and will close at 8 p.m. tonight. Attorney General Josh Call is urging consumers to check their eligibility for compensation for certain generic drug purchases, as Wisconsin is joining 50 states and territories in seeking preliminary approval for a $39.1 million settlement with generic drug manufacturer Apotex over conspiracy to inflate prices and limit competition. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Attorney General Call and the multi-state coalition previously announced the settlement in principle with Apotex last fall, along with a $10 million settlement with Heritage Pharmaceuticals. At the time of that announcement, the settlement with Apotex was conditioned on the signatures of all necessary states and territories. Those signatures have been obtained, and the coalition has filed a settlement in U.S. District Court for the District of Connecticut in Hartford. If you purchased a generic prescription drug listed between 2010 and 2018, you may be eligible for compensation. To determine your eligibility, visit aggenericdrugs.com.
Over $675,000 in grants to help flood-prone areas will come to Northeast Wisconsin. On Monday, Governor Tony Evers announced $2 million in grants to local communities and organizations through the Pre-Disaster Flood Resilience Grant Program. Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission, Outagamie County, and the City of Oshkosh all received assessment grants to study water flow, flood vulnerability, and hydraulic structures. The City of Green Bay received an implementation grant to restore Emily Park along the East River to its natural wetland state. For more details and the amounts of the grants, see our story at WGBW.fm. The Green Bay Packers are going international, and not just for a game, but on a more permanent basis. The NFL announced Monday that the NFL Global Markets Program has awarded the Packers marketing rights in Germany, Ireland, and the United Kingdom. The Packers selected those three countries due to their existing fan base, cultural fit, and opportunity for further expansion and growth. The team will now pursue activities across their international markets to connect new audiences with Wisconsin's unique charm and Midwestern character. Around the start of March, Republicans were issued commands from their party leadership to stop having in-person town hall meetings. Civic Media's Derek Tritz reports.
This followed the virality of footage from constituents at these town hall meetings, vocalizing their grievances with Republican lawmakers and the Trump administration regarding layoffs and budget cuts to programs like Social Security and Medicaid, programs with high approval rating, according to former Wisconsin State Assemblywoman Katrina Shankland.
Really important to recognize that those programs were built on bipartisan support and have wide, we're talking 75-80% support among the American public. So to dismantle them, to rip the rug out from underneath us when it comes to our health care and Social Security is deeply unpopular.
The GOP's controversial decision has been a sore spot for Republicans, and Shankland believes that the party and its constituents are starting to fracture.
A really important part of holding elected office is recognizing that you also hold the public trust. It's about listening to your constituents, and especially those who may disagree with you. That's important, and dissent should always be protected and not feared. So I think what it says about Republicans refusing to hold town halls now is they truly do fear their constituents, and it means that deep down they know their policies are deeply unpopular.
While party leadership has told Republican lawmakers to stop having in-person town hall meetings, there hasn't been an actual rule put in place to prevent them. Some have followed suit, while others have held highly vetted town hall meetings. Constituents are also able to contact their representatives outside of town hall meetings, though the representatives are not required to respond promptly or directly.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers get pounded by the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another lopsided loss for the Brewers, losing 11-1 to Kansas City. They fell behind 4-0 after just two innings and gave up six more in the seventh. Pitcher Aaron Civale out now with a pulled hamstring. They had to call up right-hander Grant Anderson from Nashville. Manager Pat Murphy.
Pitching staff is decimated. I mean, what can I tell you guys? I mean, a lot of our top pitchers aren't here. I said 8 out of the 13. And we've been a man down. Anderson got in at 3 in the morning and had to pitch today, more than he's pitched, just to suck it up for the team because we didn't have that many arms available.
NBA, the Bucks host the Phoenix Suns tonight at Fiserv Forum. At the NFL meetings in Florida, Brian Gutekunst asked if Jair Alexander could be back with the Pack.
Jair, I think we're still working through that. Obviously a very, very good player for us, and we have some time here to kind of figure that out.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been 30 years since the original Heat hit movie screens. Fans of Michael Mann's heist film starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino might be happy to know there is a sequel on the way. Rumors have Adam Driver and Austin Butler set to star in the new film, although nothing has been officially greenlit. According to Rolling Stone, Heat, which was released in 1995, was the 28th best film in the 90s, and it was the first time Al Pacino and Robert De Niro ever appeared on screen together. The actors were both in The Godfather 2, but never had a scene together on camera. According to Puberty.com, that's right, Heat 2 will be a sequel and a prequel all in one. Michael Mann has confirmed he has submitted a draft of the script to Warner Brothers. The plot sounds a bit convoluted, but interesting. There is no date yet for production to start, and sources say the film should hit theaters in late 2026. A new Hollywood power couple might be on the horizon if rumors are true. Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney have been seen together recently, just days after the actress broke up with her longtime boyfriend. The two stars of Anyone But You have put to bed rumors of any involvement previously. It's about time these two talented young actors started getting some publicity. Country singer Morgan Wallen made a controversial exit after being the musical guest on Saturday Night Live last weekend. Instead of mingling and being social, as is the custom, Morgan ditched the cast and posted a picture on social media of his plane and a caption that read, "Get me back to God's country." Wallen lives in Tennessee, a state recently voted one of the worst to live in a CNBC quality of life survey from 2024. Seems like God deserves better. So does Saturday Night Live. The weekend box office numbers are in, and they were good, but not great. Action was king as the new Jason Statham film, A Working Man, landed in first place with a haul of $15 million at the gate. The action film overcame mediocre reviews, but audiences responded to the tune of 90% favorability. Statham plays a construction worker who has to rescue his boss's daughter from human traffickers. Been there, folks. It's no easy task. Coming in second place last week was Disney's Snow White, which brought in about $1 million less at the box office, bringing its two-week total to about $66 million. Faith-based drama The Chosen Part 1 came in third place with a take of $11.5 million. There are no critics' reviews, but as with many faith-based films, audiences are raving about it. Part 2 opens next week. Rounding out the top five were the horror film The Woman in the Yard and the comedy Death of a Unicorn. Both films made their debut over the weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon with a high in the upper 30s today. Snow likely tonight, 1 to 3 inches possible. That snow will eventually change to rain after about 2 or 3 in the morning. And then tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, a little breezy with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.